escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens. They're a-cluckin'. Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
What is the most memorable music festival you've ever attended? 206-803-ROCK.
I'm thinking about some of the concerts I've been to, and I think most of my favorite memories come from festival shows, but I'm like, let me go way back to when I was younger, living in New York, went to Lollapalooza.
Ooh.
It was Lollapalooza 1995, Sonic Youth, Hole. Courtney Love had a meltdown on stage.
All like, this perfect.
It was epic. Also, Cypress Hill, Elastica, Beck, Mighty Mighty Boston's, but I'll never forget the part of that show that made it so miserable was that it was cloudy, and that was the day that I learned that even if it's cloudy, the sun can still burn your head. And,
I
had a shaved head at the time. I wasn't bald, but it was kind of like foreshadowing. Shaved my head. I burnt my head so bad. Like, it was, I couldn't enjoy the rest of the concert. Like, you know, it was like one of those things where like even my friends are like, dude, we need to get you to like a medical tent. Like, it was just like.
Or like a hat.
It was like oozing. It was nasty.
No.
It was one of the worst experiences ever. I mean, I've had a lot of great, memorable, happy, great times at concerts. But that one, I was like, man, I didn't get to really fully enjoy the last couple of bands on that show because my head was just throbbing the whole time.
Oh, no. Wear sunscreen, kids.
Yes, I learned that very valuable lesson that day at Lollapalooza.
206-803-ROCK. What was the most memorable music festival you ever attended? Matthew from Monroe, tell us about yours.
Good morning.
What's
morning.
Up, Matthew?
Mine was probably 10 years ago at Aftershock.
And that's is that the Bay Area or just somewhere in California, right?
Sacramento.
I see so many friends post. They always make it a point to go every year. It seems like Metallica's playing every year. What made it so great for you?
Anthrax, Korn, Tool, and Primus.
Oh, hell yes. You're speaking my language.
Checking off all these great bands on the list.
My love language. 206-803-ROCK. Will from Puyallup, tell us about your favorite music festival.
February of 2023, Innings Festival at Tempe, Arizona. I went down for the Mariners spring training and took in the concert. It's a two-day festival, two different lineups. They had three stages, but I went to the main stage on Saturday. I don't remember the opening act, but it had Gloria Sons leading up to Offspring, leading up to Weezer, leading up to Green Day.
Oh, man, that's like Danny and Mai's dream.
Absolutely stacked.
Mine's Danny and Mai's. English, good.
206-803-ROCK, John from Tacoma. What's the most memorable music festival you ever attended?
Good morning, friends. How's it going?
What's good, up, good.
John? Good, good. So mine was a desert trip back in, I think it was like 2016. Did you guys ever hear of that one?
No.
Honestly,
I thought
you were just telling us about a time you did drugs in the desert and then break.
Well, that could be part of it.
Maybe a little bit of that too at the festival. But it's took place at the Indio Polo Grounds. It was dubbed Old Chella at the time.
Oh, so yes.
The lineup was ridiculous. It was awesome. First day was Rolling Stones and Bob Dylan. Second day was Neil Young and Paul McCartney. And the third day was The Who and Roger Waters from Pink Floyd. And Pink Floyd, my favorite. And that was, I think, like the third or fourth time I had seen Roger Waters.
John, I have to imagine that that was like some of the most incredible people watching of all ages. I'd imagine you had young to old.
Man. Absolutely. Yeah, no, there were plenty of people's kids there, plenty of people there that were like hardly there. But yeah, it was an awesome show. I remember in the middle of Roger Waters' set that I was just like obsessed with. I was like, oh yeah, I saw The Who for like 2 hours before this. What is my life?
That's right, like you're like checking off every band on somebody's bucket list. Like, I want to see these bands before they call it a day, and you got to see them in an entire weekend.
All the legends in one place. 206-803-ROCK. Ruben from Ellensburg, tell us about Lollapalooza 91.
Yeah, that was something else. So Jane's Addiction was the headliner.
So this was the OG Lollapalooza.
Yeah, it was the last of the tour for the first Lollapalooza.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. In Leave It to the Northwest, it rained all day long. By the end of the day, my leather jacket was just toast. I mean, it was so bad. But when James was on, there was this steam coming off the crowd from everybody just being soaked and all the heat. And it was a trip. It was a total trip.
Well, I'm thinking about, like, what was it, Jane's Addiction, Living Color was on that. Was it Nine Inch Nails, Ice-T, and Body Count? That was an incredible lineup.
Yeah, Body Count was awesome.
Yeah.
Body Count was awesome.
Thanks, Ruben.
Susie and the Banshees.
Yep.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Rock on, man. Possum Paul from Hillsborough, tell us about Oregon Jam.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to date myself, and I'm going to take you back in time. I was 14 years old, 1982, Opsen Stadium, Eugene, Oregon. Mm. And don't laugh until I'm done with the lineup.
Okay.
It was Taxi, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Blue Oyster Cult, Loverboy, and Foreigner.
I'd be in for that.
It was amazing. And I don't even remember Taxi.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that band.
I honestly was never really into Loverboy that much, but they crushed it. They did. They made it impossible for Foreigner to make anybody excited. They had a yelling contest, and they divided the stadium in half.
That's awesome.
And at one point, they had 30,000 people chanting F you, F you, F you. They probably could hear us in Corvallis.
That's
Loverboy,
so awesome.
After dark.
Right?
Yeah.
But you know, there's those bands occasionally that you see that you're maybe not like super hyped up to see, but then they completely change your perspective on it.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Oh, it's always
it
the best when you're pleasantly surprised by a band. You're like, oh, I went because my friends wanted to go see them. Somebody said, I saw Lollapalooza 94 with Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, Beastie Boys. That's from our buddy AJ in Olympia. I got to go to that one. Green Day was the opening act.
Oh, my God.
Like, how insane. Like, that definitely ages me. But, like, they were just touring in support of their Dookie record. And it was just starting to pick up some steam. But they were the first band on the main stage.
Now I have music festival FOMO right now. We got to go to one.
We need a time machine, though.
We sure do. Yes.
The Daily Migs Show.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ringo Starr was recently on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and he was promoting his new record.
For those that don't know, Ringo Starr used to be the drummer of the Beatles.
The Beatles.
Yeah.
And while he was there, he made this pretty shocking admission, Steve.
I've never had a pizza. Never had a pizza. Wow. We heard all these people in the back go, what? Or a curry.
Why are people more shocked about the curry?
That's weird.
It took me forever before I think I was like maybe in my late 30s before I ever had any kind of curry.
But pizza, that's a staple.
Yeah.
It's crazy, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm allergic to several items.
Pizza.
He's allergic to pizza?
Well, maybe
he's
got
the
like
adjustments.
Does he have a gluten situation or a dairy situation?
Dairy-free, gluten-free. Your problem is solved. And nobody's... Is anyone ever allergic to pizza sauce?
God, I hope not. That would be awful.
Tomatoes? Yeah.
Oh. Tomato-free tomato sauce?
Or, you know, olive base.
Yeah, you can go barbecue sauce.
Or pesto.
This guy's full of excuses, and we have all the answers.
You don't know what they're putting in it half the time. Or the curry. So I'm pretty strict with myself because it makes me ill immediately.
Wow. I used to think you had the greatest life, and now I realize. Mine is better.
I think we could all agree. We all are living a better life than Ringo Starr.
That's bananas, though. I mean, is there a food that you have never had or like one that you didn't try till way later in life?
I mean, Indian food, curry and all that kind of stuff, that took me forever. Honestly, even sushi, it wasn't until I moved out here and I was a little bit older where I was like, let me try. And my first time I tried sushi, I thought it was the nastiest thing ever.
Really?
Yeah, because I tried to like bite it. And I didn't realize, like, the seaweed, everything was, like, kind of falling apart. I'm like, this is just not a fun experience. And then it took going to QFC and getting one of those California rolls. I'm like, let me try this again. And I loved it. And I know I was obsessed with California rolls. And then eventually I started working my way up the chain.
That was the gateway.
It was.
California roll at the grocery store.
Yeah. Oh, God. Somebody said, well, Taryn, of course, never tried a Big Mac up until recently. And then there's the Whopper.
The Whopper's next on my list.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe next week will be my week to try the Whopper.
But I mean, also, like, is there anything that, like, it doesn't even have to be food, like stuff that you've never tried that people are like shocked that you've never done?
I think sometimes when people find out I have gone bungee jumping but not skydiving, they think that's weird. They feel like skydiving should be the first.
Yeah, I think if I was going to pick one of the two, I think I might skydive before I bungee jumped.
See, I always felt like the bungee jump was the right move. But what do I know? I've never skydove. Skydived.
Skydiven is the proper word. Jeez. Both of mine involve white powder.
Oh,
what?
I've never skied, and I've never enjoyed the booger sugar.
Oh, you're really missing out, Steve.
Which one? Skiing?
Skiing, okay, of course.
Yeah.
Come on.
I've snowboarded. I've never done like the full... I'm so scared of my legs going in different directions. And then I'm like on the news for a man who just like, I don't know. I tried cross-country skiing, which I don't feel like
that's
it's the same.
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, and then there was like a little hill, and that's when I realized, yeah, skiing is definitely not going to be something in my cards.
I would pay to watch that. I really would.
I was going down, and I'm looking at my, I'm like, babe, and we were going with a couple of our friends, and we're all having a good time. It's in Leavenworth. I'm like, I got this. Tumbled over, broke the ski.
No.
It broke off of the boot, and then I had to like, and then, you know, the rest of our crew, we're like on like a traily thing, and they're all like, well, deuces, like... And I'm like just walking with this broken ski, and I had to go to the ski rental place and be like, I'm so sorry, whatever I owe. And they're like, it's fine. Like, these things are old. It's cool.
You signed a waiver.
Right. You don't owe anything. I'm like, yes, good. Oh, I really didn't want to pay for it. I didn't even want to do this.
Well, Ringo Starr has never tried pizza. So based on this, we would love for you to complete this sentence. I know this will shock you, but I have never done blank. 206-803-ROCK. It doesn't have to be food. It could be like skiing, like Steve Miggs has never done. What is something you've never done that surprises people?
The Daily Miggs Show.
Rockaholics, we want you to complete this sentence. I know this will shock you, but I have never done blank. 206-803-ROCK. And this does not have to be food. It can be anything. Something that surprises people when they learn you've never done it. 206-803-ROCK. Jeff from Seattle, what have you never done?
I've never used social media in my life.
Not even MySpace?
No.
What about Friendster?
No.
You lucky son of
never
a bitch.
Never had a Facebook account. I've never...
Hold on one second. I don't think that's a social media account, whatever the F there is. If so, I think I might sign up for that.
I mean, I
have to say, he is a very lucky man. He probably is not... He doesn't spend his day... I was spending the day yesterday on... I think it was X. And I'm reading this argument amongst people. And then I got going down the rabbit hole. And I'm like, I've never been more informed about something I don't give a flying F about. I had to put my phone down. I'm like, I know way too much about something I don't even care about thanks to social media.
It is a time suck. That is for sure.
It can be. Especially when, I don't know why. I know why. It triggers something where like you're like, oh, fight. Even though it's a stupid fight of two people I don't even know arguing over something that I don't even care about.
Do you and your wife ever argue about who's being on their phone more?
No, because she knows that she is. I'm kidding. It's probably me. We try our best that when we're in a situation where we need to be present to like chill out on the phone.
Yeah.
But like at night, I sometimes give her a hard time because that's when she like catches up for the entire day's worth of social media and whatever. She's just on her phone while we're watching TV. Mm. And I'm like... And then only annoying part is when she's just like, what just happened? I'm like, well, if you weren't reading Instagram, you would know what just happened.
No. 206-803-ROCK. We want you to complete this sentence. I know this will shock you, but I have never done blank.
Looking at some of the text messages, one person never had a one-night stand. I've always been in relationships, and I've never had that experience. Yeah. Mm. Another person, I've never been in a serious relationship with someone. I'm 45.
There's still time.
Wow.
206-803.
Just like social media, you're probably just living a very charmed life.
Right? 206-803-ROCK. Jeremy from Bothell, what shocks people to learn that you have never done?
Yes. Hey, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm 43. I've spent nearly 30 years living within a mile from the beach around Southern California, and I've never set foot on a surfboard.
See, I've never lived that close to the beach, but same here. I've always wanted to surf, but I've never gotten around to doing it. I just don't think I have the balance for it.
I've done everything. I've skateboarded. I've boogie boarded. I've paddle boarded. I've done everything except touched a surfboard. I don't think I've even held a surfboard.
So is there a reason behind it? Was it like, are you afraid of like sharks or like Danny whales?
Yeah. I think because I'm afraid of going over the lip and just,
yep,
taking a gainer right down into the sand.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I tried surfing one time, and it was a terrible experience. I swallowed so much water, and I am a pretty strong swimmer, but I was going down every time.
We used to do, like, the boogie boarding thing, which is a very safer version. You just lay on it. But, like, there are times where the wave would just take you under, and I'm like, man, you're just going to lose this battle. Like, there's just when that wave wants to take you under, that's why I've never even thought about getting on a surfboard.
No, and after trying for as long as I did, my body was so exhausted. I'm like, this is now dangerous. I'm worried about just how am I going to get back to this damn beach.
One texter just said, I've never been ice skating. It was funny. We were at tap dance class, and one of the little kids was talking to us and saying how she just went ice skating. I go, how did it go? She's like, I fell down a lot. And Tatum, I know she didn't mean it to come off this way, but I was like, oh, man, we're probably going to have a conversation about these kind of... Because Tatum goes, I've gone ice skating and I've never fallen. And I'm like, well, kid, you're holding on to like one of those things.
The little
like,
granny scooter.
Right. Like you're on a walker. Of course you haven't fallen. Like, or I'm holding your hand. Of course you haven't fell down. Like
she had to establish dominance, though. Like she's better than her, obviously.
We don't need you bragging about this.
5-year-old drama.
That kid goes home, this little kid at my tap dance class bragging about being a good ice skater, mommy. I don't like her.
Skate shaming.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.